This is a Fox News alert, an end to Roe v. Wade. I'm Rich Dennison. The Supreme Court, led by its conservative majority, has overturned the landmark 1973 ruling that legalized abortion across the country.
Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
President Biden from the White House says Congress must act to make reproductive rights secure at a federal level.
State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exception.
More than a dozen states now or are working to ban or criminalize abortion now that Roe v. Wade's been overturned. Meantime, some governors say they will work to ensure women's reproductive rights are protected in their states by enacting new legislation. Reaction from supporters and opponents of abortion has been swift.
Pro-life advocates outside the Supreme Court following the decision that overturned Roe versus Wade rejoiced, saying their work begins now.
We put this nation back together again. We transform our culture into one that respects every human life.
Nearby, abortion rights supporters also made their feelings clear, repeating one word. Following the court's ruling, Missouri became the first state to enact an outright ban on abortion.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The House a short time ago giving final approval today to a bipartisan gun violence bill. The Senate approved the measure last night with 15 Republicans joining Democrats in backing passage. The measure enhances background checks for younger gun buyers, expands mental health services, and provides funding for states to enact red flag laws. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. News.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin. Blinken emphasizing the unity of G7 countries in responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We're also intensely focused, as the G7, on some of the second and third order consequences of Russia's aggression, no more so than when it comes to food insecurity.
President Biden will attend a G7 summit in Germany next week. The head of the UN warns the world faces a catastrophe because of growing shortages of food around the globe. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine has fueled an unprecedented global hunger crisis already affecting hundreds of millions of people. He said there was a real risk that multiple famines will be declared this year. A verdict's been reached in a deadly bow and arrow attack.
A Norwegian man's been found guilty of murder and attempted murder for using a bow and arrows as well as knives to kill five people and wound four others last October in the southern city of Kongsberg at a grocery store as well as in people's homes. The three-judge court sentencing Espen Anders Bratten to compulsory mental health care after three forensic psychiatric experts concluded he has chronic paranoid schizophrenia and was mentally ill at the time of the attack. The defendant supposedly deciding to kill people in order to achieve rebirth. He's also been sentenced to pay compensations to the victims. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A proposal aimed at removing the last remnant of slavery from California law failed to pass the state Senate yesterday after the governor's office warned it could cost taxpayers billions by forcing the state to pay prisoners a $15 an hour minimum wage. The Constitution bans slavery, but says it's okay for the government to force people to work known as involuntary servitude. The amendment failed over concerns of how it would impact the state prison system, which often pays inmates less than a dollar per hour. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.